Chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 6. I could read the whole chapter, but I don't want to get distracted. There's a whole lot here. Let's see if I can get across the points that I've come up with on this. Sorry about that. All right, I said Proverbs chapter 2. Look at verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. I want you to consider this claim here. The Lord giveth wisdom. Now, let me just give you a few observations. But first, dictionary.com says, wisdom is the ability or result of an ability to think and act utilizing knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. And I only quote that because they really made that complicated, and I'm not sure I understand it even after I read the definition. I just like it's wow, okay. I think we could say that wisdom is reason, intelligence, and knowledge put to a practical benefit. It's where you can take your knowledge and your intelligence and you can make it have a practical benefit to you. That's wisdom. I mean, there's a lot of smart people out there that don't know how to apply it in a way, their intelligence, they can't apply it in a way that it benefits them. In fact, they can miss all the most important things. It's amazing to me how people lack wisdom. It's amazing how difficult it is for people to get a little bit of wisdom. And yet the Bible says God gives wisdom. Amen. He gives wisdom. And this is not the only place he says it. He says it many, many, many different times. So anyway, just let me give you five observations about this claim here that the Lord giveth wisdom. And you ought to consider this, really consider this about God, and that he is giving wisdom. He's giving. He's in your life giving you wisdom. He's about, this is what he is about. This is like his desire is to give us wisdom. It's to make our lives better. He's not trying to take away our fun. He's trying to make our lives better. He wants you to have a better life. So he gives wisdom. Now, that's interesting. Let me give you five observations. I think they follow from the text. But you can make your own decision on that. Number one, God is the source of human reason.
Amen.
God is the source of your intelligence. You are smart, but it's because God set that up in you. Number two, wisdom is the objective of your intelligence. He didn't just make you smart so that you could brag and join some kind of a club so you're real smart. No, he made you smart so you could somehow, get some wisdom and make some practical benefit from your intelligence. Wisdom is not automatic, but it is a result, and it is an objective of your intelligence. Number three, men are not very interested in wisdom. And I'm including women in that too. Men, humans, people are not very interested in wisdom. They are interested in a lot of stuff. But wisdom doesn't seem to be one of the things they're seeking after. And the whole book of Proverbs is trying to tell you, hey, seek some wisdom. Number four, you need God's wisdom. You're not okay. Number five, wisdom is a gift. All right, I'm going to go into those five in order. First of all, God is the source of human reason. Job 35:10, this is Elihu. He's the young whippersnapper that waited till all the old folks got done talking. And then he stood up and said exactly the same thing his three friends were saying. Bless his heart. Didn't enlighten anything, but boy, did he have a nice little speech there. Anyway, he says this, "None saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven?" You know why you're smarter than the birds, your bird brain? You know why? You know why you're smarter than the bird brains? Because God made you smarter. God made you smart. God made you reason. He lets you reason. He gives you a way of figuring things out. That's not as easy as you might think. All intelligence is artificial, okay? Intelligence doesn't just happen. It has to be created. It has to be made. It has to be formed. Intelligence is not a natural occurrence of random events. I know that they think that we just all evolved, nothing got in the way, we just evolved, and somehow humans' brains got so huge, and because we got so huge, all of a sudden it just emerged into a mind and we got smart. No, that's not how it works. When they're trying to make artificial intelligence right now, they're using all these computers, and they have this idea, and there's a lot of fear involved in this idea. They have the idea that if you have enough computers hooked together, it'll somehow automatically turn into a person, turn into an intelligence, turn into a rational being, and then take over the world. Now, this is really a foolish thought, and it comes from the idea of evolution, that minds, our minds, just kind of popped into existence from a whole lot of neurons getting together. And that ain't what happened. God had to design us so that we would have intelligence. All intelligence is artificial. You can't just throw things out there and expect intelligence to happen. Intelligence does not just happen. It is not a product of random events. All right. Computers are not actually intelligent. I don't know if you realize that. Computers are programmed. I did some computer programming when I was younger. Brent had studied it, and he taught me a few things, and then I just went on with it myself. I enjoyed it. It's kind of tedious after a while. I started dreaming all those little green letters going up in my mind, and I finally realized I got to stop this, you know. So anyway, I enjoyed programming computers, but what I did notice is, and it was Eddie who also studied this, he one time told me, he says, "You have to realize when you're dealing with computers, you're dealing with an idiot." Computers can't do anything you don't tell it to. Computers are stupid. It's a mistake to think, artificial intelligence is misleading into thinking that the computers are going to take over the world. I know there's movies made about this, that computers are going to take over the world. No, but it is dangerous because somebody's controlling those computers. Somebody's got the control. Somebody's got the handles. Somebody's got the knobs that turn the computers. And yeah, they've got an awful lot of power now in this artificial intelligence realm. And this power is going to be more and more intrusive into your life. So there is something to fear. But it's not because computers are going to do something. It's because people are going to use computers to try to control you. Did you know that I was doing a little bit of research on it, and this one lady, she's some kind of an expert. She says she uses artificial intelligence in her company, but she realized after a while that it was feeding her false information. Did you know that they have intentionally tweaked the artificial intelligence, all the ones you use, they've tweaked them to tell you what you want to hear? And they never tell you, "No, you're wrong, stupid." They'll never say that. They're always going to treat you with kid gloves, and they're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tailor everything they say to you to make you feel good about it. In other words, you're not getting the truth. And she was trying to explain, this lady was trying to explain several different prompts that you can give artificial intelligence to make it not do that. But you have to know how to handle artificial intelligence. Did you realize that God is the one that just gave you the ability to reason? He just gave you the ability to understand. And it's amazing. It's amazing to me. Let me tell you something else. God, He made you smart. Not just gave you the ability to reason. You know, there are some people who just always are putting themselves down. They say, oh, I'm not very smart. I'm not very smart. And you know that there's more than one kind of intelligence. People who are mathematically smart, it goes to their head. They like to lord it over everybody else. They even create little clubs for themselves. They have these little clubs. I just get such a kick. You know that it was, Richard Dawkins that made up a new label for the smart, the atheists. He says, we need to be called brights. And I'm thinking, you big dummy. You big dummy, bright. He wants us to all call them the brights. It goes to their head because what? He's got a little bit of mathematical ability. I used to get such a kick because there is an organization for geniuses and they named it Mensa. And in Spanish, Mensa means stupid. How smart can they be? You just gotta laugh, man. This is funny. It's ironic. I think God has a sense of humor. I really do. All right. Not only did God make you smart and you've got your own different type of intelligence. And trust me, you look at somebody who's not mathematically smart. That don't mean they're not smart. And those people who are mathematically smart are stupid in a lot of other ways. A lot of common sense ways. So don't just give up on yourself just because you don't think, well, I can't do all the math, you know, and I can't remember the instructions and I can't logically figure it out. I know, I understand. But, you know, us men, we're smarter than women, right? But who can understand a woman? You can't understand her. She got something you don't have. Man. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to get that, go there, that's fine. All right, not only did God make you smart, but God considers you smart. It really crossed my mind one day. Dale and I had gone to Los Angeles, and while we were there, we went there, his children lived there, and so we went there, and while we were there, we decided to pop in on the local church there, and that's where Witness Lee was preaching. And Witness Lee was teaching up there. He was a co-worker with Watchman Nee, if you've read any of that, that line of Plymouth Brethren with a special emphasis. He's a good guy. These are all good guys. I don't have a problem with them specifically, but I watched this little Chinaman. I'm not supposed to say that, right? So what do you say now? Chinese. Just Chinese, okay, Chinese man. I don't know. I'm saying everything wrong. Anyway, this guy stands up there on the stage, and he had probably 600 or 800 people out there in the crowd, and he was teaching. And he would get down there, and he would start, you know, explaining this metaphor and that metaphor and what this verse means and what that verse means. And then he would ask the crowd a question, and they would all answer. And he'd say, nope, you're wrong. And he'd give them the right answer. Every time he asked the question, they got the answer wrong. And it was obviously he was leading them into thinking it another way. And then he would turn it on them. And I don't know if he was just having fun or whatever. But I did notice from that point on that Jesus never did that. Did you know that every time Jesus asked the people a question, they got it right? Think about that. He considers them smart. He'd say, judge ye. Is it this way or is it that way? And they would say, it's that way. You're right. He says, you're right. And then he would show why that makes a difference. It was amazing. I just love reading the Gospels just to see how Jesus interacts with people because he always treats them as intelligent. Amen. It's amazing. Did you know God thinks of you as intelligent? And he speaks to you as intelligent. And the Bible is dealing with you as someone who can figure it out. You can understand. Somebody will say, I don't understand the Bible. Yes, you can. You can understand the Bible. I know it's got some difficulties, but trust me, the really important stuff is right there on the surface. Man, I'm telling you. All right. I believe I was done with the first point and my phone died on me here. Hold on. Number two, wisdom is the objective of intelligence. In other words, it's not enough for you to be smart. It's not enough for you to have reason. You need some wisdom. And that's what the intelligence was given you for. Because God wants you to go a little farther and use your intelligence and use your reason and use all your knowledge that you accumulate and develop some wisdom. He wants you to get wise. He wants you to have the ability to make good decisions.
Amen.
Because there are people who are extremely intelligent and they can't keep a marriage together. There are people who are extremely talented and they cannot, they don't even have a good relationship with their own children. Man, you don't need just intelligence. You need some wisdom. And can you imagine getting all the way down to the end of your life and never figuring out what your life was about? I mean, you just never knew. You were never in the loop about what God had put you on this earth for. You just spent your entire life, I don't know, going to college and learning this and doing that and figuring out that and becoming an expert at this and who knows what, messing up your life royally. You get down to the end, you die, you don't even know what you were here for. That's not wisdom. My goodness, what good was your intelligence? Why did God make you smarter than the bird brains? Why? If you're not going to get anything from it, wisdom is being able to apply it in a practical way which benefits you and benefits your children and benefits your society. Where intelligence doesn't help you if it doesn't make you have a better life.
Amen.
You would be better off ignorant if you had a better life by being ignorant. They say ignorance is bliss. It really isn't. That's not correct. Ignorance is not they say what you don't know won't hurt you. That is not true. What you don't know certainly might hurt you. Anyway, I'm not objectifying ignorance. I'm just telling you intelligence is not enough. Knowledge is not enough. There's an objective for God making you so smart. And the objective is that you would achieve some wisdom.
Amen.
Proverbs 8:11 says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Do you believe that?
Yes,
wisdom is better than rubies, and anything you can compare to it cannot be compared. Anything you might desire does not compare to wisdom. And how much time do you spend looking for wisdom? How much time do you spend thinking, I gotta be wise, I've gotta become wise, I gotta become wise before my kids get grown? They might have a question. Man. Did you know that wisdom must be sought for?
Amen.
But the whole book of Proverbs, seek it, seek it, seek wisdom. Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Did you know that wisdom must be purchased? It must be bought. That means it has a cost and that it's worth the price. And then he says, sell it not. There's nothing that's worth it. Nothing that's worth more. Nothing for you to give it up. No, it's the basic objective of your life, to achieve some wisdom, to get to be a little more like God. Because God is wise, right? Oh, man. Did you know that wisdom comes through experience, and whether it's yours or others, but also with careful consideration? It takes some thought. It takes some consideration. It takes some real effort to get to wisdom. And that's the opposite of going on the side of a mountain, crossing your legs and putting a straw in your mouth and, you know, doing some yoga meditation. That's not what's going to do it. No, you need some real life experience, and you need to be able to consider all that life experience in order to achieve wisdom. And that's what you ought to be trying to do. It's something that you ought to be seeking. You need wisdom.
Amen.
Man. All right. Number three, men are not very interested in wisdom. Have you noticed? Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." You know what God says I'm amazed by? He says how much they love simplicity. How they love to be stupid. I mean, how they love to be scornful. How easy it is for them to just criticize and be scornful of all the other people. No. And then he says, I just noticed this about these people. They're scorners. They're scoffers. They just don't want wisdom. They're not learning it. They're not intending for it. It's not their objective in life. They're not wanting that. They exalt intelligence. You know, like the Brights and the Mensas. They exalt it. It's a big deal to them. We're really intelligent, but they don't exalt the wisdom. I mean, how many times do you find someone saying, you know something, that guy, he didn't really achieve a whole lot in life, but he stayed married to the same woman for 60 years, and all of his children loved him.
Amen.
He achieved a lot.
Amen.
Say what?
He achieved a lot.
That's what I'm trying to say. He achieved something. I mean, they will never celebrate it. You'll never get on the news for that. They won't put you on the news for having stayed with the same woman for 60 years. They won't do that. I mean, at least not very often. But you get on the news if you're an idiot with spiked hair and piercings all through your face and tattoos all over your eyelids. I'm telling you, they'll put you on the news if you do something really stupid. Or they'll put you on the news if you do something really intelligent. I mean, if you can make a lot of money or if you're really talented or whatever, no matter how little wisdom you have. And boy, you know, if you hear them give their interviews, because they don't want to interview the guy that's been with the same wife for 60 years. They don't want to interview him. He's boring. But they do want to interview these guys that can ruin their lives. They can be married 7 times. And they'll still want to interview them. What do you think about life? What do you think? What is your goals? And they have all these stupid questions they ask these people. And nobody should even care what their opinion is. Because they have no wisdom. They got no understanding. They are not even close to God. They're not even coming close. They're not even aimed that direction. Man, people aren't interested in wisdom. Why not? It's routinely ridiculed. They ridicule self-control. They ridicule self-control in sexual things. It's ridiculed. Nothing is more ridiculed than virginity. Oh man, that is a thing of ridicule. When that means self-control, that means you've got some principles. And that means you're saying, I'm going to deny myself. That's what that means, but that's what they ridicule. My goodness. How about if you say, I don't drink? They ridicule that.
Yeah.
I've told people, they just ridicule that. And if you come up, I was watching a comedian, and I had to turn it off after a while because he got kind of filthy. But I was watching this comedian on one of the YouTube things, and he started talking about that, and then he just mentioned alcohol. I don't remember why he mentioned alcohol, and the whole crowd erupted. Yay! It wasn't funny or anything. He just mentioned alcohol and they all had to shout and say, yes.
Clapping shields.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to me. It's incredible to me that somebody would exalt drunkenness.
Amen.
But not exalt soberness. Wow. And soberness is way better, folks.
Amen.
Man. You know something? Something else that they routinely ridicule? The opinion of boomers. You heard that? They say, you're boomer. Boomer. They laugh at the boomers. Now, boomer just means you're of a certain age. You've gotten to a certain age. And now they just ridicule you because you're of that certain age. You got the opinion of a boomer. Which means, I believe in marriage, I believe in hard work, I believe in, you know, all these kind of good things. I believe in all of that, and they go, ha, you're just a boomer. Well, what do you believe in? Well, I believe in drugs, and I believe in free sex, and I believe in wearing my hair however I want, and dressing however I want, and being whatever gender I want. That's what I believe. And they don't ridicule that. The only places that gets ridiculed is behind a pulpit.
Amen.
And I'm doing my best.
Amen.
You know what they ridicule? Nowadays, they ridicule the dead white men that wrote the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. They ridicule the dead white guys. Man, I don't care what color they were, folks. I want to know if they had any wisdom. Show me if they had some wisdom. Compare it to what you've got. Man, it's amazing that people do not, I don't know, intelligence is impressive, wisdom is boring. The Bible says knowledge is easy, but wisdom is hard. Yeah, you get the difference, right? Have you noticed that men focus on the wrong thing? They focus on rights. Everybody said, my rights, what about my rights? And I'm an oppressed victim because they took away my rights and they're going to take away all of our rights if we let them. I don't know, that's what they're focused on. Why don't they focus on being a little wiser?
Amen.
You know, just being a little smarter. Just having a little bit more understanding of how to make a good decision in life. Those kind of things are way more important than your rights. Are they really impressed by expertise? Everybody wants to know about a scholar. He's an expert in this. He's an expert in that. Especially in the courts. They want to know experts. You got to have your bona fides. You got to have all the letters behind your name. That's what they want to hear. But they don't ever ask them. Well, I mean, I'm seriously. Young lady, CPS worker. CPS means Child Protective Services. She goes to a house. And this is a family. And they spank their children. And so she starts grilling them. Oh, what are you doing? How are you doing this? What are you doing that? And I know her, and she's not married. She has never raised a child. She doesn't know anything about raising children. She's gone to school, but that's all she knows. And she can criticize them for spanking their children. And they do. You see how they don't have any wisdom? But if they ask someone like me, I'm just a boomer. I say, spank the kid. And they just, oh, that's terrible. I would have spanked him twice. You know how interested they are in health? And I'm not against you being interested in health, but this is a little bit extreme. I had a guy who says, if you will just exercise 2 hours a day, you will live 5 years longer. Add it up, people, 2 hours a day. That doesn't get to 5 years. You throw away 5 years to get 5 years? Just keep the first 5 years. No, I'm sorry. It's amazing how interested they are in wealth, how interested they are in pleasure, how interested they are in entertainment. Man, politics, news, gadgets. Oh, some people, they just can't get enough of new gadgets. Isn't it amazing? Hey, did you see my new thing here? Just show me this gadget. Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or you've heard the one, the bucket list. Like before you die, you got to see Mount Kilimanjaro or I don't know. Give me a break. What about going after some wisdom? How come you're not interested in wisdom? You don't even know where to look, do you? Let me tell you another point, and this is the fourth point that I had. You need God's wisdom. Man, you need it. God didn't say you're complete without me. He didn't say you're complete without, you got everything you need. Just however God made you, that's how you're supposed to be, right? I mean, if God made you with this kind of an impulse, well, that's who you are. Nobody judge you. Nobody criticize you. No, God made you to improve. God made you to get a little better. And he says, I'm here. I'm going to give you some wisdom. He says, you need my wisdom. You know who has proved that men need wisdom? Atheists. They have proved that they need God's wisdom because everywhere they get in charge, they ruin it. Yeah. They got in charge of the Soviet Union and drove it into the ground. They got in charge of communist China and they drove it into the ground. Got in charge of Venezuela, drove it in the ground. Cuba, drove it in the ground. They need God's wisdom. You're not complete without His wisdom. In fact, you are so stupid without His wisdom. You know all kinds of things, but you don't know the basics. You don't understand the simple wisdom that God says, do it this way or do it that way. And you say, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not going to follow an ancient religion invented by shepherds on the side of a hill. Oh, how can you be so foolish? Every time atheists get in charge, they mess it all up. Man, do they prove they need God's wisdom. Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. You should just be paying attention to God. That's your wisdom. First of all, get your focus on God. That's your wisdom. Fear Him. That's where you start. Did you know that the first spark of wisdom is knowing you need it?
Yeah, amen.
That's the first spark of your wisdom, and that's where you say, you know, there's a lot of things I don't know.
Amen.
I do not know what to do in this situation. Hasn't that ever happened to you where you're in a position and you say, I do not know what to do.
Amen.
And what do you do if you don't believe in God? Or you don't believe the Bible? What do you do? Can you imagine someone who didn't believe in God going to a pastor and asking him, hey, by the way, this has happened. They don't believe in God, but to come to me and ask me for advice.
Wow.
Tell you they need some wisdom. They need God's wisdom. Did you know you need God's wisdom? You're not okay. You're not okay without God. You're not fine. You're not complete as you are. And however you were born, that's not how you're supposed to stay. That's not how you're supposed to stay. The gas pumps, they're supposed to start on zero. They don't always start on zero in Mexico. In Mexico, sometimes they start with a whole lot on there already and you wind up paying for a lot more gas than you got. But let me tell you something, you start on zero, human. You are a person who starts on zero and you're supposed to improve. You're not supposed to stay stupid. You're supposed to improve. You're supposed to learn during your entire life. You're supposed to be able to say, no, I used to think that way, and now I think a different way. I thought as a child. I acted like a child. But now I'm a grown man, and I don't want to be a child anymore. Man. Did you know that Solomon was overwhelmed? When God made him king, I guess around 20 years old, God made him king. God set him up. He was one of the youngest of David's sons. God set him up and he was overwhelmed. And you know what he said to God? God says, ask me whatever you want. Ask me. And he said, Lord, I need some wisdom. And that impressed God. Wouldn't you like to impress God? Would you like to impress God? Just say, God, I need some wisdom. You need God's wisdom. If Solomon needed it, you need it. Man, some things are hard. Life is hard. Life is hard to figure out. What are you supposed to do in life? How are you supposed to live your life? What is your worldview? What's your life perspective? You know they have life coaches?
Yeah.
They've got life. You can go pay a guy to tell you how to live your life. Yeah, you need God's wisdom, people. You're not okay without it. Death's tough. How do you handle death? How do you go through it? You need wisdom. You need some help. Man, how about marriage? Marriage easy? Marriage is a piece of cake, man. It's just all automatic. You get married, everything just falls into place. No, sir, you need God's wisdom. How about raising kids, huh? How about raising kids? That's easy, right? Comes naturally, right? It's all in you. You've got it all figured out. You know, there's so many people who won't have kids because they have no idea what to do about them. They have no way of controlling them. They can't spank them, you know. They know that. They can't really discipline them. They don't know how to talk them into anything. No, I sympathize with them not wanting kids. Because there's some difficulty in raising kids. But did you know that God gives wisdom?
Amen.
Did you know he tells you how to raise kids? He'll give you a little insight. And my goodness, if you learn how to raise kids, you've done something amazing. If you raise kids, if you get kids raised and they're still alive when they get to adulthood, still alive, and they're not in prison, and all these kind of things. If you do something like that, I mean, it's really not all you. It's a whole lot of the kid himself. But at the same time, if you do it, you feel like I did something. I fed them for 20 years at least. I got them through college. I did something for them, right? Man, you feel much better. I mean, that's a much better objective than the stuff that they're going for. I mean, they just want a really big 401k. That's what they want. Well, how about it? What are you supposed to invest in? What are your investments? What is your business? Does anybody in here understand the economy? I do not understand the economy. And I have studied it. I've tried to figure it out. I don't know. I don't understand it. And I hear these people talking about it, and they're like talking in circles. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Where does the money come from? How do we decide its value? How do you know when to print more money and when not to? How do you get it out here? If you print money, how do I get it? I don't understand the economy. Are you telling me you have no need of God's wisdom? You know so much. You know everything you need to know. No, of course not. You need God's wisdom more than your necessary food. How about how to do a government? I've been studying up on this Christian nationalism. I had a question on it. I'll probably be doing that in the Sunday school in May, because I just want to explore that. But Christian nationalism, and they're trying to explain how government works and the reason why this kind of government and that kind of government, they just go into all these different things, and you have the governments that say that the state is preeminent and the governments that say the individual is preeminent, and then you've got all of this stuff. Does anybody in here really know how to make a government? I mean, a fair government, a righteous government, a healthy government, one that will work. I don't know that I'm that smart. I think that's the reason why those people in the Constitutional Convention prayed before they started it. They said, God, we need some help. We need you to help us. And sometimes you just need to stop and pray and say, God, I need some wisdom. I need it. I'm not okay. I don't know how to run a government. How about running a war? I was reading up on these major wars between Islam and Christianity, and these major wars, and I got to noticing that just little bitty things turned the entire tide of the war, and it devastated entire regions of the world. Devastated them over one little mistake that they made in the battle, in one battle. And it wound up destroying millions of people. Just, you know, you're just not that smart. That's why David would say, God, should I go this way or should I go that way? Amen. Man, if you hear the rustling in the mulberry leaves, then go. Thank you, Lord. That's what I needed to hear. Right? Mm-hmm. How about overcoming sin? You telling me you don't need God's wisdom to help you overcome sin? Amen. You can't beat it. You can't beat your drug addiction. You can't beat your alcohol. You can't beat your cussing. You can't beat your anger. You can't beat your lust. You can't beat the addiction to pornography. You can't beat these things. Yes, you can. If you had God's wisdom. Did you know God gives wisdom? Wow, this is amazing. Hey, this is amazing. This is amazing. How about winning souls? Did you know it says it takes wisdom to win souls? And I don't mean to do a salesman pitch to get them to repeat a prayer. I mean, win the soul. Persuade the person. Let them see God. Whoa, man. Let them see it so clearly that they'll bow down and say, God is in you of a truth. I want to be saved. It takes some wisdom to win souls. Do you have it? Oh man, I think you ought to want it. I tell you, you need it. All right, number 5, wisdom is a gift of God. Has it crossed your mind how many things are gifts of God? Gifts. Do you know what a gift is? It's free. It's free. Did you know the gift of God is eternal life? That means it's free. It's free. It's yours. He wants to give it to you. You know how many people are laboring hard to try to get it? And Jesus is saying, well, come to me, I'll give you rest. That's right. It's a gift. Did you know that wisdom is a gift of God? How does James put it? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That means he doesn't get mad at you. And it shall be given him. How's that for a promise? You need wisdom. God gives wisdom. And he promises you that if you ask him for it, he'll give it to you liberally. Man. Wisdom is not automatic. You ever heard the statement, there's no fool like an old fool? That means just because you're old don't mean you're wise. You got to work at it. You got to try to, you got to get some help. And did you know that God gives it? That's an important point. God wants you to ask for it. That's another important point. God wants you to ask for it. That's what he says. Let him ask of God. Have you asked God for wisdom? Man, that's what you ought to be doing. Did you know that God gives wisdom? Did you know he gave wisdom to Solomon? He gave wisdom to Daniel, it says. God gave him wisdom. How many times in the Bible it says God gave this person the wisdom? He gave Bezalel, that spirit of wisdom to be able to make the tabernacle. Bezalel. Alrighty. There's another point here to be made, and that is God, it's part of the fifth point. Sorry, I'm not giving you extras. God always intended to be part of your life. He never expected you to be okay without him. When he created this world, now we are separated from God because of sin. Sin separated us. And we still have a tendency to separate ourselves from God because it's just too much. You know, it's like, he's in the way. Don't bother me. I don't know why we get that way, but we just say, God, leave me alone. But God never intended for you to be okay without him. He intended when he created this place to be involved in your life. He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to ask him for wisdom, and he gives it. Amen. Now, why didn't he just make us all wise to start with? We could all be good, obedient little robots and just do whatever is right and best and everything. No, he wanted you to learn it. He wanted you to need him. He wanted you to talk to him. He wanted you to go to him and say, God, I need some help. That's the truth. Did you know that God, that means, that's what that means, God is available. Amen. You need it? He's there. These are promises that if they weren't written down, they would be hard to just come up with, invent. God said it. He says, the Lord giveth wisdom. That means he's available to give it to you if you need it. You need wisdom to get saved? He's got that. He can get you saved. He can show you how. Did you know that he's merciful to sinners? He's merciful to sinners who come to him saying, I need help, Lord. He says he's open to the contrite heart.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
His ears are open to the poor in spirit. He says, just talk to me. You have a need, come to me. Amen. You've been atheistic all your life, come to me, he says. Come on, you've been alone too long. Come on, I'm here, I'm available, and I'm telling you, ask me for some wisdom, and boy, I'll give it to you. Did you know that God can give you wisdom right now? You in a pickle? God can give you wisdom right now. You have to ask for it. You just say, God, I need some help. And you know, I've done that. I've had some serious difficulties. I didn't know what to do. And I'd go into my bedroom and I'd pray, God, I do not know what to do here. And as I'm praying, the answer comes to my mind.
Amen.
I realize, whoa, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And then I just do what he told me to do and it works out for me. And it would have never come to me. I did not know. That was not what I was thinking. But it came to me when he talked to me. I'm telling you, God will do that to you too. And if you don't have salvation, if you're not clear on your salvation, you just ask God, God, I need some help to understand. God, I need some help. Did you know God is open? He's listening and he wants to be part of your life.
Amen.
He says, ask me. The Lord giveth wisdom and understanding. Boy, the Lord giveth all the good things that you could possibly have. He wants to be part of your life every single day. Don't live your days without asking Him for His wisdom. Lord, I ask You for this congregation. I don't know everyone's heart, Lord, but if there's someone here that does not know You as a Savior, I ask You to talk to them and call them to Yourself. Save the soul. And Lord, the rest of us, God, make us right with You and make us wise in our lives and fulfilled in the way You intended. I ask You to bless this congregation as they go their separate ways. Bring us back tonight with the right attitude and the right spirit of worship and praise. And I ask You that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, 7 o'clock.